الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome in our program, The Summary of Tafsir al-Quran. Today, we will begin with Ruku number 9 from 3rd para and beginning with Surah Ali Imran, the second largest surah of the Holy Quran. This surah was revealed in Madinatul Munawwara when a delegation from the area Najran, from the city Najran, came to the Holy Court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and they argued with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding their beliefs, and particularly belief regarding Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, because their belief is this, that Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is son of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam responded them, answered them, and they debated for a long time. On that occasion, more than 80 ayat from this surah was revealed on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And at the end, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was commanded to invite them towards mubahla, mutual curse. And then that matter finished. Surah started from huruf muqatta'at, the separate letters from of Arabic language, Arabic alphabet. Alif Lam Mim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Huruf muqatta'at, the separate letters. Allah knows the meaning, and those know to whom Allah gives the knowledge of these huruf muqatta'at, as prophets, as grand awliya kiram. In the beginning of the surah, Allah Azza wa Jal has described His wahdaniyat, His oneness. Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum. Allah is that none is worthy of worship except Him. He is alive on His own accord and the preserver of others. This is the attribute of Allah. These are two attributes of Almighty Allah, and these are called Ism-e Azam, the great name of Allah as well. Ism-e Azam is that name of Allah, if that is recited and then prayed in the court of Allah, Allah answered. The second ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has described about the Holy Quran, and before the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah revealed Torah and Injil. So Allah Azza wa Jal described, نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان. He has sent down upon you this two book, the Holy Quran, confirming the previous books, and He sent down the Torah and the Injil before it, giving guidance to people, and Allah sent down the criterion indeed for those who disbelieved in the signs of Allah is a severe punishment, and Allah is the Almighty, capable of retribution. Allah Azza wa Jal told in this place that as Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed Torah and Injil, Torah upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Injil on Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, in the same way Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the Holy Quran on the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the revelation of Quran is a blessing for Jews and Christians as well, because Quran confirms the teachings of Torah and Injil. Torah and Injil, both book, mention about the oneness of Allah, about the prophets of Allah, about the day of judgment, about the attributes of Allah, about the Sharia and commandments of Allah. So in the same way, Quran confirms that the teachings of Torah and Injil are true. The oneness of Allah, believe in the hereafter, believe in the angels and books and messengers, all are true. So Quran confirms the teachings of Torah and Injil. So in this way, the revelation of Quran is blessing for Jews and Christians. So instead of denying and rejecting the holy book Quran, they should be thankful for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the Quran, because Quran confirms their teachings. And those books, Torah and Injil, they were revealed for the guidance to the people, and they were revealed as criterion to show the difference between right and wrong, between truth and falsehood. And these are the attributes of Quran as well. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبشرات من الهدى والفرقان. هدى للناس is the attribute of Quran, and Furqan is the quality of Quran as well. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned these two qualities for Torah and Injil, and the same qualities have been mentioned for the Quran as well, because all these books are from the same source, from the one source, Almighty Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed these books. Then in the next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal describe His knowledge. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Nothing is hidden from Allah, neither in the earth nor in the heavens. Nothing is hidden from Allah, neither in the earth nor in the heavens. That is the attribute of Allah. He has all knowledge. He knows everything. So now, the perspective in which the ayah has been revealed is that these are the qualities of Allah. So were these qualities for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as well, according to the belief of Christians? If they believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the same way, then they can say Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is God. But when he, according to their own belief, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't have that knowledge, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows everything, and this is His knowledge, nothing is hidden from Him, so how can they say that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Son of God, or He is God? Then in the next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal told about His another attribute, to shape the people, to shape you in the wombs of your mothers. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءَ لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. It is He who shapes you in the wombs of mothers as He wills. Besides Him, none is worthy of worship. The Almighty, the Wise. So He is Creator. He is Creator. He shapes you in the wombs of your mother. It is the quality of Almighty Allah. It is the attribute of Allah. So is it the quality and attribute of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as well? If it isn't, so how can you say Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is God? Thalithu thalatha, he is one of three gods. How can you say? So these are the attributes of Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal created Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the same way. He was born through Hazrat Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So the one who was born is creation, not creator. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is not creator. Create is Lord. Create is worthy of worship. And creator is Almighty Allah. Creator is worthy of worship. And creator is Almighty Allah. But Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was creation, not creator. Then after that, Allah Azza wa Jal told us about the categories of the verses of the Holy Quran. There are two kinds of the verses of the Holy Quran. Some are called muhkamat, and others are called mutashabihat. Muhkamat are those verses whose meanings are clear. One who knows Arabic language and Arabic literature, he can understand the meanings of those ayat. And mutashabihat are those ayat whose meanings are very difficult to understand. Just through Arabic language, none can understand the meanings. Are the meanings, apparent meanings, the literal meanings, are easy to understand, but what is meant by those, that is difficult to understand. As for example, huruf-e-muqatta'at. Huruf-e-muqatta'at, alif, lam, mim, ra, ha, mim, yasin, taha. What is the meaning of these separate letters? We don't know. And we are unable to understand the meaning. Then there are some ayat whose apparent meaning and whose literal meanings are easy to understand according to Arabic language, as Yadullahi fawqa aydihi, the hand of Allah is over their hands, or fa'inama tuwallu fatamma wajhullah, wherever you turn your faces, there is the face of Allah. So the word wajhullah and yadullah, both are easy to understand according to the literal meaning. But what is meant by these two, that is difficult to understand. Because Allah Azza wa Jal is free from body. He has free from this kind of form, the bodily form. So now, what is meant by these two words, Yadullah and Wajhullah? So there are many ayat like that. So we know the literal meaning, but what is meant by those words, we don't know. These kinds of ayat are called mutashabihat. We as Muslims believe in all. We believe in ayat muhkamat and we believe in ayat mutashabihat as well. But we leave the meanings of mutashabihat to Allah. Where Allah knows better. Allah knows the meanings, and those people and personalities know to whom Allah has given the knowledge. So in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has described these two kinds of ayat. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِنْ عِندِ رَبِّنَا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. It is He who has sent down to you this book, the Holy Quran. In it are some verses with clear meanings. They are the essence of the book. And there are other verses with undisclosed meanings. Those in whose heart is deviation from the truth pursue the verses having unclear meanings, desiring to cause mischief and seeking its wrongful interpretation. And only Allah knows its true meaning. And those having sound knowledge say, we believe in it. All this is from our Lord. And none accept advice but the intelligent. So these are the two categories of the verses of the Holy Quran. Ayat-e-Muhkamah, so they are in abundance, as the whole Surah Al-Fatiha. Almighty Allah is the master of the entire world. He is the sustainer of the entire universe, the most affectionate, the most merciful, the master of the day of judgment. He is creator, He is our sustainer, He provides us our sustenance. He has attributes, so the attributes of Almighty Allah. Then the commandments of Almighty Allah regarding prayer, offering prayer, performing hajj, observing fast, paying zakah. Then the commandments of Allah regarding jihad, and then the other commandments of Sharia regarding marriage and divorce and other matters, family matters. So all these commandments are muhkamat, and ayat are muhkamat regarding these. So we believe, we Muslims believe in those ayat muhkamat, and we believe in ayat mutashabihat as well. But we say about those ayat mutashabihat, Allah knows the meaning. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Their true interpretation, Allah knows. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. And now, there are two kinds of behaviors. there are two behaviors of the people. Those people who have sound knowledge, who are firm in their beliefs, who are true Muslims, whose beliefs are sound and right. So what do they say? They don't go behind ayat mutashabihat. They don't try to interpret ayat mutashabihat. They say, whatever is from Almighty Allah, we believe in that. Kullu min indi rabbina. Everything is from our Lord. Out of these, about these ayat mutashabihat. But those people who have the disease of deviance and misguidedness in their hearts, what is their behavior? So what do? So they go behind those ayahs which are ayat mutashabihat, and they try to make wrong interpretation, the false interpretation of those ayahs to misguide other people. As all deviant sects, all wrong sects, what did they do? They went behind ayat mutashabihat and they took the wrong interpretation, they told the people and they misguided them. As the sect of Qadriya, the sect of Jabriya, the sect of Mu'tazila, then the sect of Jahmiya, and many other sects. Their main fault was not acting upon the commandment of Almighty Allah regarding ayat mutashabihat. They disobey in the commandment of Allah in this matter, the matter of ayat mutashabihat, and they made mistakes. They got misguided and they made other people misguided as well. They misguided other people as well. But as we, alhamdulillah, we have sound beliefs and we are sahihul aqidah, we say amanna bihi. We believe in the whole Quran. We believe in each and every verse and every word of Quran. Kullu min indi rabbina. Everything is from our Lord. Then, because this is the matter of guidance and misguidedness, this is a matter of guidance and deviance from truth and from the right path. So it is very important to keep us on right path. It is very important to keep us on right path. That's why in the first surah of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has taught us that particular supplication to be on right path. That's why in every prayer, in our qiyam, we supplicate in the court of Allah, اِهْدِنَا السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, keep us on the right path. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those people to whom you have favored. O Allah, keep us on a right path. And here Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught us another supplication, and it is very important as well. If we keep this prayer in our routine, so it would be beneficial as well. So in the next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught us that supplication. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابِ. O our Lord, do not cause our hearts to deviate after you have guided us, and bestow mercy on us from yourself. Indeed, you only are the best provider. So these words, رَبَّنَا لَا تُسِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا, do not cause our hearts to deviate after you have guided us. These are the words, and these are very important words and very beneficial words for us. We must memorize these words and supplicate more and more in the court of Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُسِيقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O Allah, you have guided us, you have kept us, you have brought us on the right path, the path of Islam, the path of Sunniyat. So O Allah, never let us be misguided. O Allah, show upon us your mercies and never let us to be deviated. Then in the next ruku, the ruku number 10, many matters have been mentioned, particularly regarding the reality of the worldly wealth, because this is the main reason behind deviance. Because of the love with this world, the people adopt deviance and they adopt misguidedness, and they go towards a wrong path because of just their love with this worldly wealth. So Allah Azza wa Jal particularly warned us regarding that. So He has stated, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ وَقُودُ النَّارِ. Certainly, for those who became disbelievers, neither their wealth nor their children will be ever able to save them from Allah, and it is they who are the fuel of hell. So their wealth and their children, which are the main means of their deviance, because of love with these wealth and their children, so they go wrong path. So Allah Azza wa Jal warned regarding them. Then Allah Azza wa Jal told about the behavior of ignorant and arrogant people. Ignorant and arrogant people. So he told, كَدَأْبِ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Similar to the ways of people of Firaun and of those before them, they belied our signs. They rejected our signs. They denied to accept our signs, our ayat. So it is the behavior of Firaun and the people before them. People before Firaun and the people before the people of Firaun. So it was their behavior and attitude towards the verses of Allah, towards the signs of Allah, to deny them, to make fun of them, to belie them, to reject them. That was their behavior. So never adopt that behavior. Then in the next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal again told about the love with worldly wealth. Means how mean is that? And how weak is that? And what is the actual thing which should be desired, which should be longed for, which should be sought? Allah Azza wa Jal told in next ayah. In two ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned this matter. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. Beautified for people is the love for that they covet, meaning women and sons and accumulation of heaps of gold and silver, and branded horses and cattle and crops. All this is the goods of this worldly life, and it is Allah with whom is the best place of return. So all these things are the worldly desires. حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. And these things have been beautified for the people. The love of women, the love of sons, the love of children, the love of gold and silver, the love of wealth and money and bank balance, the love of branded things, branded horses, the love of cattle and crops. So all these things have been beautified in the eyes of people. But the reality is not this. Because Allah Azza wa Jal called all these things as ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. That is the goods of only worldly life. And whatever is with Allah is better. The return, the reward, the virtues which are with Allah are better than these worldly matters. Then in the next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal told another thing. So Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّن ذَلِكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Say, O beloved Prophet, shall I inform you of something even better? That is for the pious. There are gardens with their Lord, beneath which rivers flow, wherein they will remain forever. And for them are pure wives and the pleasure of Allah. And Allah observes the bondsmen. These things are better than that. And in open words, very clear words, Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say these things. قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّن ذَلِكُمْ. Shall I inform you of something even better, which is better than your love with women and children and cattle and the fields and the harvestings and the other worldly wealth, which is better than that? What is that? لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. For pious ones with their Lord,
They are, what are those things? Jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. There are gardens. Wa azwaj mutahharatun, and pure wives. Wa ridwan min Allah, and particularly the pleasure of Allah. The pleasure of Allah is better than the worldly wealth. Then the gardens of paradise are better than the worldly wealth. Wallahu basirun bil ibad. And now those people about whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has told these things, لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, those people who adopt piety, who are pious. So those pious people, they supplicate in the court of Allah with these words, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Those who say, O our Lord, we have accepted faith. You forgive our sins and save us from the punishment of hell. That is the quality of believers and pious people. Though they are pious, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned them as pious people. لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, they adopt piety, they are pious people. But despite they are pious people, they supplicate in the court of Allah, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O our Lord, we believe, so forgive our sins and save us from the hellfire. Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned very beautiful qualities and attributes of those pious people. So he stated, أَصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْمُنْفِقِينَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَصْحَارِ. They are the patient and the truthful and the respectful and the spender in the cause of Allah and the seekers of forgiveness in the last part of the night. As-sabirin, that is their quality, to show patience at the time of adversity, at the time of trouble and problems, when calamity befalls upon them, they show patience. They don't show impatience. They don't speak here and there. They don't tell this and that. They show patience at that time. As-sabirin. Was-sabiqeen. And they are truthful. They are truthful in their beliefs. They are truthful in their intentions. They are truthful in their actions. They are truthful in their promises. Whatever they do and say, they are truthful in that. That is their quality. As-sadiqeen, they are truthful. Then, wal-qanitin, and they are obedient. They are obedient. They obey the commandment of Allah. They avoid disobedience. They avoid disobedience. They never commit disobedience of the commandments of Allah. Wal-qanitin, and they are respectful. That is another translation. Respectful means they show respect towards Allah and the prophets and messengers and the signs and the symbols of Islam, Sha'ir-e-Deen. So they show reverence and respect to all these. Wal-qanitin. Wal-munfiqeen. And they spend in the cause of Allah as well. That is their another beautiful quality. Then, wal-mustaghfireen bil-ashar. That is another quality, very beautiful quality. In the last hours of the night, they get up, they offer prayer. They pray that time. They supplicate in the court of Allah. Though they are remembering that time, in the last hours of the night, when all the people are sleeping, they are enjoying with their sleeping. But these people, they have left their beds and they get up. They are on their prayer mat and they are offering prayer. They are reciting the Holy Quran. They are remembering Almighty Allah. They are supplicating in His court. They are doing sajda. They are standing in qiyam. But even then, means despite all these good deeds and virtues and piety and good actions, what they demand and what they seek from Allah? Forgiveness of their sins. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَصْحَارِ. So, despite all their qualities, all their good qualities and attributes and obedience of Allah, they seek forgiveness from the court of Allah. That is their attribute. And seeking forgiveness from Almighty Allah is a very beautiful sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Though he was masoom, he never committed a sin. But for our teaching, to teach us, he sought forgiveness from Almighty Allah. he recited istighfar in the court of Allah. So that is the quality of pious people, that is the quality of virtuous people. May Allah give us tawfiq to adopt these qualities, and may Allah make us among those people whose qualities Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in this ayah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.